Look, man, we just.
Hey. Yo. Yo. What the hell is going on, man? Shit. Holy shit, dog. We are live.
Already? Apologize for the late.
Introduction, man. I watched last week's episode, and I just want to say one thing.
What's that?
We are not racist. And I love all creeds, all races, everything. I love white. I love all people, dog. I just don't like ignorant people, and I don't like, you know, counterproductive people. And I just wanted to say that on air that I'm not racist.
That's good, man. I'm not racist either, man.
Okay. With that being said, it is I am him, chubby with the sloped, with the tilted brim, clout god himself, cloutiest god if you want to know my full name, not clitoris gold. I am the troll you love to hate, the fat nigga your baby mama used to date, and by date you already know what time it is. Right next to me is this guy.
Yeah, yeah.
Skin is dressed in all black like the Omen.
I thought I was just all black. Nah. Yeah.
Dark skin for the win. The coolest kid in the slow class.
Better bet on black.
Fridge.
What to do, doing, y'all?
How you doing, Fridge?
Man, I'm doing all right, man. You know, we be chilling, man. That's all we be doing.
Live and direct and full effect from God knows where. Who knows where this nigga's at right now? Don't even ask him. Cashmere, what up, son?
What's good, man? How's life?
You know, life is living. You know what I'm saying? I'm all right. Desiree, I don't know where you are right now. I can hear you like somewhere, but I'm just going to add one of you to this thing right here. I'm pretty sure you're invisible. Can you hear us, Desiree? Say what up. Oh, okay. Well, I can hear you, just can't see.
I can't see or hear.
Cash, you can hear. You just wanted to say it.
Yo, dead ass? Like, no, I'm watching.
Who dead ass?
She said, put your camera in focus because you blurry.
Focus, man.
You're blurry as fuck, though. I can see that I'm blurry as fuck. I can see that shit. But I can see her.
Latell, can you hear Desiree? Let us know. You're the only one I trust.
I don't know where you are right now. I can hear you like you said. Put your camera.
I just want to hear if I can hear.
I don't even know where you at right now.
Anyway, guys, while we get this shit figured out, I don't know what's going on. Desiree, I would suggest you leave and come back and bring yourself back for a third time.
Bring it back. Bring it back.
Go ahead, nigga. You got one job and one job only. What is your one job?
My job is to make you feel awkward every single week.
Run my
face. Catch me, nigga.
I know, man. It's been too much of that this week. Shout out to Dwight Howard. I hope you feel better soon, sir.
What he got?
Man, he got some anal injury or something.
He got a glutural tear?
Man, I don't know, brother.
Nigga.
I know, man. It's been too much of that.
Too much of that goddamn.
Too much of that going on this week. But look here.
Ooh, Desiree, I can see you. Let me get you in here.
Gonna bring it back in? While you doing that, we're gonna go ahead and ask this question right here. So I wanna know. Men, what will make you want to wife her? What would make you want to wife her? That's what I want.
What would make you want to wife her?
What would make you want to wife her?
What?
Yeah, what?
Would make you want to wife her? I think if I just keep on repeating it, it's going to sound more, you know, impactful. You know how they do it.
What
would make you want to wife.
I said what?
I'm saying it again.
What?
What?
And we want to know what would
George
make
Bush
you
doesn't care about black people.
What? To wife.
George Bush doesn't care about black people.
What would make you want to wife?
If she can cook, clean, good hygiene, easy on the eyes, and a clout God fearing woman.
Okay.
Yeah. All of the above.
That's good. I'm gonna make the list short. If she possesses the mental capacity to learn how to cook.
Sad. This shit is sad and depressing. And that is the one and only requirement. If she possesses I want to get this right for everybody. If she possesses the mental capacity to learn how to cook,
I think she didn't have to know how.
Look,
be able to read the cookbook.
She got to be able to read a cookbook.
I'm out here in the trenches. I know what's really going on here in the streets. Y'all married.
What's going on out here in these streets? I haven't been in the streets in like 10 years.
Exactly. The streets ain't the same, man.
They ain't cooking no more?
The streets ain't the same.
This nigga said.
Like the last OG.
Look, I'm going to tell you like this. Desi, when you have Taco Tuesdays, you probably cook tacos. Other people Taco Tuesdays is in a drive-thru at Taco Bell. That is not
the big box.
Well, Steve, that's the thing though. I don't do tacos on Tuesdays because of that. I do tacos on Wednesdays.
Oh, she's changing the game up. So what you doing Tuesdays?
Pasta, something Italian.
Pasta Tuesdays? That just sounds boring.
Wait.
Tortellini Tuesday.
Well, you know how to cook for multiple regions. You don't just cook tilapia four times a week.
Ew, I don't even eat tilapia.
Tilapia's not a real fish.
Is that real? I don't think that's real.
No, it's not real. And that's my point. Because the only thing that people know how to cook, when they say they can cook, they put a tilapia in the oven. And I'm like, yo, this fake-ass fish, you don't get the fuck out of here?
Confuse the fish.
Confuse the fish. This is beautiful. What is it, velvet?
Oh, man.
I feel wholeheartedly saddened by you and your inability to find a woman that you find attractive and can cook at the same time.
You know what I'm confused by, though? I'm confused by the ones that be, like, proposing right off the bat. That's what I want to know.
They're usually in the military.
They're usually military guys? God damn, military guys. What's going on, man? They see you and be like, you know what? Do you have a man? Okay, because I want to marry you. I want to put a ring on your finger.
It's because they want
that. You know she can read a menu.
They want that extra pay. It don't matter. They get paid for it.
But she might not be able to read a menu, though.
Money to get married. Like, you get more money a month. Like,
exactly.
And
you get out of marriage.
And you
how long do those marriages normally last? Like 5, 10 years?
Like, they'll put you in an actual house if you got a family. Otherwise, you're in a barrack, which is like being in prison.
It's like being in the dorm rooms with more supervision.
You said like being in prison.
It's like being in prison?
Federal prison, though. Not like...
Fellas, let's go to the chat. Federal prison. Not regular prison. Latell says... What did you say, Latell? I knew I was going to marry Yana when I truly cared about her feelings. Her sister passed away and I actually felt her sadness. That had never happened to me before. I swear to God, you was gonna put some funny shit in there, but you really answered the question seriously. thanks for letting everybody down, Mattel. You suck. I swear to God, I thought he was gonna say some funny shit. That's the only reason why I went straight to Mattel shit. But he did say Dwight Howard had to have booty hole surgery.
It's not safe no more, man.
You know,
yeah.
I don't understand. It's not true. I just want to pull this aside. We ain't got like 15 more seconds. It's not really a trait that make men want to marry wife them or whatever the case may be. Because I guess niggas ain't really getting married anymore. But I think it's more like, you know, just it has to be that person.
Mm-hmm. But how do you know she that person if you just met her? I mean, like they'd be like, nah. That's wifey right there. I'm married.
Hey.
But they take it a step further and go ahead and say, will you marry me? Right then and there on the spot.
Because she right. Do something that they, I don't know, she makes their toes curl.
Ain't even touching.
Because I'm going to marry my next girl, right?
And damn. Oh! Y'all heard that?
Well, it's
cash. Whoa. Shut up for a sec. Shut up. Did you just say it don't matter who you date next, you gonna marry her?
Nah, it matters who I date, period. So it's a reason I'm only 67% single. So
oh, it went up.
Whoa. You dropped what? You dropped weight?
It went up.
Somebody got hit, sis.
Bro, it was like 12% last week.
No, it wasn't. It was 42.
Just keep it track. The question is it high enough? Is that high enough percentage for you to shoot this shot, Desiree? That's what we need to know.
I've been shooting my shot. I was playing Trey Songz shooting shots all week.
Oh, my
damn. God.
Oh, my God.
I didn't get a song in my inbox. Like, damn. Life.
Cash-a-roni said he ain't getting nothing.
Go on,
hey, let's move on. Let's move on topics, right? Real quick. Oh.
He's your
cash went to a 90s party. Randomly, they paid treat her like a lady. I felt awkward. thanks a lot, nigga.
He did put that in your inbox, didn't he?
Yeah.
Treat her like a lady.
So, before we go on to the next topic, real quick, we want to give our condolences. And we go do it classy. Keep it classy, everybody. RIP to George Bush, right? The second most powerful drug dealer in America has passed away. Only next to Ronald Reagan, we go. Everybody in the hood gonna miss you. When you first came into power, It was snowing like like the mountains of Swiss Alps. And for that, we'll miss you. Other than that, that's the only reason why. And I feel like I'm going to call you a house nigga if you are currently mourning the death of any president. Sorry.
That was actually pretty it's pretty thoughtful. So.
Yeah.
Cash, you got anything to say? All right.
He already knows. We was prepped. Nice to say. Don't say nothing at all. Desiree, all right. Go.
Mm-mm.
This is fun. Y'all are horrible, by the way. I swear to God, man. If you don't have nothing nice to say, don't say nothing at all. Fridge, hey, go.
Hey, man, it's warm, man. Just real warm, man. That's it.
All right.
You're done the same.
Moving on. There's been a trendy fad started by your one and only Mr. I Gotta Hit Out on My Baby Mama himself, Future.
Future putting out hits on baby mama?
I mean, that's the speculation.
He's Ray Caruso, huh?
Yeah. Whoa. He's wearing a dress, but I think it was more started by ASAP Rocky and Young Thug. How, guys, do we feel? And by we, I mean you guys collectively, because I have my own opinion about men in dress. And we're not talking about transgender. We're not talking about men in drag. We're talking about self-proclaimed grown heterosexual males.
Wearing dresses.
Wearing dresses.
And they're not Scottish.
Not Scottish.
It's not a kilt.
Not a kilt. I feel like women everywhere should be offended. You should be offended as black people are when white people wear blackface. You see a man in a dress and he ain't calling you sis, y'all should collectively beat his ass, ladies.
Especially if you got on some boots with it.
Oh my God.
Clashes.
What about you, Desiree? I don't know who's that talking. Cass? Go, Cass. Men in dress. Would you wear one?
I would not.
Best they know.
I think, Cass, you done had on dress before, then, man? A real long front. A long front to
your
shirt.
What's the difference between a long shirt and this nigga said a long front. What's the difference between a long shirt? Yo,
can I retract that statement?
Yeah.
Cash got a long front.
All he was missing was the word hold.
I said that and we went up three viewers. Cash got a long front. Cash got a long front. Cash got a long front. Damn it, it didn't work like Candyman.
Yeah.
Oh, that Beetlejuice.
It's all of them. Bloody Mary.
Oh, my bad, babe. My bad. I only said it one time. We ain't gonna say it no more.
Hey, Meek Mills made it okay to be scared of Candyman again.
Yo, that's two times still.
No, he will kill all of us.
Hey, hold on. Wait, I want to say something.
No.
Don't do it.
I know where you live. Calm down.
Damn.
Damn. Mm-hmm.
Threats from production.
All I was going to say was that I actually want some candy, man.
Oh, shit. Men in dress, go.
Yo.
No.
I wore a kilt once in college, says Littell.
No look. Dresses.
Y'all don't look at the chat.
Fashion.
Get out the chat. Listen, production.
Fashion has.
Oh, my- shit.
What? Oh, in the chat. Look here. Fashion has went left, right, up, upside down, backwards, and turned back around, put dresses on. Look, if that's what you want to wear, that's what you want to wear. I'm not going to judge you for wearing it. But can't you just pick something else? I mean, you got a closet full of clothes, Future. I know you do, man. You can't tell me that you don't got something from last year. You could just throw them real quick, man.
I do want to address something, though.
Fresh dress? Really? Was it like a sundress? Because sundress season is over.
Let me hit y'all with some brief knowledge, though.
What to do?
All right, so back in the 40s and the 50s, young children were dressed similar. So it wasn't uncommon for you to see a young man in a dress. Actually, I think some of our presidents got, like, childhood pictures where you see them in a full-on dress because they just have to be covered and clothed. Later, they started dressing like their parents, and then that's when you started distinguishing girls and boys' clothes. But prior to that, everything was pretty much unisexual. More so, it was taboo for women to wear pants at all, because that would seem to be as super manly and lesbian. So if women can wear trousers, then I think that Future,
George Bush doesn't care about black people.
Future can wear a tunic, a skirt.
George Bush doesn't care about black people.
I'm sorry. Did he just
say, how long have we got for this topic? Because you are boring me to sleep right now.
He just said a tunic.
A tunic. A tunic is just a long
skirt. I know what a tunic is.
And a skirt.
Back in the day, it was up with Romans. I mean, they were kind of gay, but they did wear dresses too, and they were some.
You can't say all the Romans were gay. The Greeks were gay.
Dresses are no, because you know what? Men start wearing dresses, now they carry them perfect.
Yeah, I saw them with clutches. I was like, yeah, this is too much.
They carry them perfect.
Like, I felt like, you know, they keep I was all right in a man bag.
I remember getting laughed at for wearing the, the little pouch that we used to wear back in the day? A fanny pack. Yeah, I had one of those at like a theme park and they laughed at me.
Yeah, you probably look like a straight sucker.
Shit was a Nike pack, man.
So, like, you can wear
I had my retainer there and everything, brother.
Like, share, and like. With that being said, I'm moving on. Guys, wear what you want to wear. Ladies, be offended. Men in dress that are straight are very similar to white people in blackface. It's your thing. Own up to it. Music time. Go.
Did you just say white people in blackface is the same thing as men in dress?
Yep.
How does that even equate?
Now,
it is what it is.
I want you to read with the tail from the chat.
I'll be home for Christmas.
Pull up on you. I was getting ready to read that. Mattel, man. What history book you read that in? I'm going to read it.
Yeah, what about our listeners?
He said Greeks were gays. They suck each other's dicks as a sign of respect. Oh, no, I got a disclaimer to read. We ain't anybody feeling so zero responsibility. How come ourselves are resulting? So Mattel just typed in the chat.
Yo,
how is that a sign of respect?
Can I be all that you need?
I hold you up most with respect. And be your boss.
Got to hit the club.
Hey, this song took a long time to come in, Cash.
I'm just trying to get some love. Holding what's obvious. It's a white Christmas at the crib. Trying to get snowed in. Unwrap you while we live. Don't show me what it is. That we ain't got to hit the club.
Yeah, Cash, you can work out naked by yourself, bro. I'm just trying nobody to else will be in that jail.
Holy,
what's
up, yo?
White
Christmas at the crib.
Yeah, when we start working out,
you
know,
shirt and pants.
Don't
wear shirt. Oh, shit. Yeah, yeah, anyway, guys, moving on. I don't know, Cass. I think that's the last song I'm going to allow you to pick. This didn't resonate with me, you know what I mean? Number one, it was Christmas music. Number two, it felt like it'd take an hour and a half just to get the chance to rap this part. Latell just worked out naked with his wife last night.
Boom.
Bam.
Dropped the bomb
that
on
just
you.
Happened. Guys, we about to talk about something, guys. This is America's topic is pretty neat. Pretty neat.
Spicy?
It's a little spicy. A little paprika on that tang. I like to call this particular segment Elderly Pimp. 75 years old James Parman of Englewood, New Jersey, was pimping out of the old folks' home. He also got arrested on drug paraphernalia, possession of crack, pandering, and solicitation of sex.
It sounds like they gave him the same charges and then just like broke it down.
George Bush doesn't care about black people.
James's model.
What's up?
Now I said prostitution is going to include all of that. You're going to solicit sex, you're going to pander, and you're going to have drugs. Like, that's a part of prostitution.
Yeah, that's James's like, motto was, you can't teach a new dog old tricks. You need an old dog for that.
Yeah! Yeah!
James's motto was, you're never too old to want some pussy. And pay for it.
How the hell would they pay him? What would they pay him with?
Man, denture cream.
Hey, look.
Same way they got them checks?
Uh-uh.
Putting snacks in.
You take the dentures out and you go to work, slot the top you on a whole new level.
I feel like you know that.
Does it sound like he done did that before?
How do you know, Cash?
Anybody want to ask the question?
Not going
to
touch
anybody want to ask the question to Cash?
Okay. Cash, have you ever had toothless sex before?
Yes. He's going to try to plead the food.
Mattel says, what was he getting paid in? Who was hurting these old people and who was bringing him crack?
Please go check on y'all grandparents in Jersey.
Because y'all think she's just over there playing fucking bingo.
And she's playing bingo.
She playing some bingo, huh?
Playing some goddamn bingo. Bingo, your finger stank.
Like a B-25 by ass.
Literally.
B-75.
Yeah, exactly.
D ain't even in the word bango.
Whenever the boys say I-69, y'all already know it's finna go down.
Yeah, it's finna get nasty in there. Listen, I hate all of y'all.
Why he got the old folks tricking though? I wonder if he been tricking out the dudes too.
Ew.
Mm-mm. That's just that. I mean, everybody's got real quiet today.
It got real nasty. Shit got real nasty, dog.
Oh, man. You ever see the two old dudes fighting outside the old folks' home?
I seen these two old niggas fighting in front of a shed, and one of them picked up a damn plank and still got his ass beat.
They were fighting over James' holes. That's what he's fighting.
Yo, James' and holes had the goodie. Tamisha in the building. Guys. This is something else. I'm perplexed at this. I don't understand. If you have your elderly in an old folks home, please check on them, even if they're not in New Jersey.
Nah.
Go down.
Y'all just keep doing what y'all doing. Y'all don't go check on the grandparents, no way. Just if they in Jersey, please go check on them because James ain't playing. He needs his money on time.
James fit the barn out.
Right.
Hey,
I feel like he went in somebody's room and take all of the pens and was like, you want these back? You know what you got to do. He working for the pens, man.
Damn, James. James just had crack. He just started running the whole table after that. Once he got crack in the old folks' home, it was over.
Let me see this damn picture again.
Y'all, turn your phone sideways, everybody in there. Get a good look at James.
There's an avenue.
James looked like E.T.
James look like he slap holes, though. Strong 50 years into that shit.
There's an avenue of untapped potential.
I'll put that up there.
So,
maybe that could be the damn cover for the show.
Taking 16-year-olds on dates, I can deal with 75-year-olds giving blowjobs.
So, you said who? Future in 16 years, he's going to be doing.
The tale says Jesus saves and James withdraws.
Desi at 75 years old is still getting head on the front porch. Then we find out that Drake sent my daughter a text message.
I think he's absolutely correct about that, though. I want Drake.
I'd rather be in Ethiopia being axed if I want to come back to America with Robert and my daughter. Getting a
have you got your
Drake.
Shots?
Do you have your passport?
Do you want to go
to America?
America. Why are you talking to them like they can't fucking breathe? They fucking think.
I said, do you have your medical shots?
I can't believe all Kelly, man.
And your passport.
Y'all know we talking about. Y'all got to go to the business page.
Brittany, oh, what's up? In the building.
What's funny is that how you black inviting people to a place that kills black people? Like,
Randy in the building, Deanna in the building,
trying to smuggle vagina back
in. Hagler, you back in the building, Miss Hagler? Where you went at? You was running for Candyman because it was in the chat.
Why would you say it
That's
again? But I heard it was said multiple times.
It's over, nigga.
Look, how many?
What's the rules of Candyman?
I have no idea.
Shut up.
That's two times.
You have
man.
To say it three times. I can't say it once, he can't say it once, and then you say it once, it don't count like that.
Yo, what's the rules? What's the rules of the man?
I don't want to, listen, I'd rather mess with man than James, dog. Listen. Yo, James don't care about black people.
James have you, James have you in the
damn open like the White House. I want y'all to stick it. We got one more topic, and then we get to talk. Save the Last Dance, guys. Y'all voted for the topic about the movie, and I'm ready to give the synopsis real quick.
I refuse. All
right, what's her name? Queen A Plus. Let's talk about it. We got 10 minutes. Queen A Plus and her 10-year-old who wants the pocket pussy. Like and save this, guys, if you want to hear us talk about the pocket pussy with the 10-year-old. Let's go.
Share it.
All right, y'all had enough time. Cash, did you get in touch with Queen A Plus or no?
I wasn't able to get in touch with her, but I do have a question.
What's that? Okay.
You walk into a room.
And I do have my passport, just in case you ask that.
Robert Kelly is in the room. And the name that Monica doesn't want to say anymore is in the room.
Hold up, time off.
Drink?
No. The scary man.
Oh, okay.
So you said who's in the room now?
We got James.
James.
Robert Kelly. And you know.
And that man in the room. Yeah. Okay. All right, go ahead.
Who are you most afraid of?
James.
James.
I swear to God, James. Look at James. Every day. I put that on clout guard, son.
I don't know, man. I'm afraid of Robert.
Yeah, you got a point. Hey, that's tied,
dog. I'm just saying, man. I'm afraid of Robert.
Do you have your passport?
I'm afraid of Robert, man. Listen, the boy locked OJ ass up. OG done got out, right? Then I put Bill ass in jail. R. Kelly's still out here touring, y'all. What the fuck is going on? Look, I love his music just like everybody else. Y'all can't be letting this dude just keep touring like this.
There's no way.
And the crowds keep getting younger and younger. He got the little girls touching on him while he on the stage and stuff. Man, y'all better get this dude, man. Robert, your days are numbered, sir.
R. Kelly dressed like somebody who's trying to attract young girls. Anytime you come and put a glitter on your leather jacket, my nigga, you trying to fuck something young.
Do you have your passports?
Moving on.
Did you get your
Queen
shots?
A Plus has a 10-year-old son by the name of YMK. That's his initials. My wife made that very clear.
Yeah.
I thought his name was YMK. who gets a $50 allowance per week.
That's a lot of damn
money.
At 10
years old. And he wanted a pocket pussy since he was about 9 years old. She went and bought him one when they was in L.A. and said, nah, you ain't getting this pocket pussy. You're too young. At 10 years old, with his $50 a week allowance, he saved himself up enough money to purchase himself his own pocket pussy. Guys, ladies and gentlemen, real quick before we move on to what all you came here for, which is Save the Last Dance, synopsis and dialogue, how do you feel about your 10-year-old son purchasing, asking, wanting a pocket pussy? Did you fail as a parent? Or did you win as a parent? What if your 10-year-old daughter wanted a dildo?
Yeah.
It's different then, right?
Oh, way different.
It was funny with the pocket pussy, but a 10-year-old girl wants a dildo and we cringe.
Nah. I think it's a win as a parent because I was never comfortable enough with my parents to tell them I want to knock some shit down. and I was trying to fuck something. So at 10 years old, that he has a relationship with his mother, not his father, but his mother, to say and feel comfortable enough to beg for a pocket pussy, that shows they definitely have open communication, which is something that a lot of families are missing. And at least give her the opportunity to have the conversation.
I feel like there should have been a line drawn with the pocket pussy, sir.
What's the line?
I'm just saying, you can have the open dialogue with him. But if your son is acting a pocket pussy, you could tell him no. Yeah. The answer is no.
The answer is, nigga, you don't need no pocket pussy. But what if he go out and get some real pussy because you wouldn't give him no pocket pussy?
So now it's on you to be a parent. Socks and lotion don't work anymore. I said socks and lotion don't work anymore.
I mean, at 10 years old, he wanted to pocket pussy. He probably got fucked up with all kinds of socks, ran out of lotion, hand is just calloused, and he's just like, you know what? At the end of the day, I still gotta write my ABCs at school. It's gotta be a better way. He Googled better ways to masturbate. First thing came up, pocket pussy. He was like, how do you clean out a pocket pussy?
Yeah.
I don't know. All I know is that, you know, when I'm done with the one pussy that I have now, it goes and cleans itself.
Right.
I don't know if I had one of my own, what I would do with it. At the chat, Brittany says, I would sit with them and see where their head is at.
His head on some pocket pussy.
So Latell says, who was having sex at age 10? Shayla says, these kids these days, you know. I don't know. I mean, I was having sex at like 13, 14.
Mm. Right. Tragic.
No, he can't MacGyver one either. I mean,
Listen, he's 10 years old, guys. I'm goddamn close to 40 and don't know how to MacGyver a pocket pussy. Come the fuck up. I could get explicit instructions. Somebody actually posted instructors how to make a makeshift pocket pussy in the group about 3 months ago, and I didn't get it.
So I thought you said you tried it.
No, I didn't try it.
You didn't share this with us.
If I tried a makeshift pocket pussy, you niggas would be the first people to know. I promise you. Like, right after I got done, I'm in the group chat. And that's on everything that is clout.
I'm just saying.
Thanos, I hear you, son.
10 is peanuts. Okay, first of all, yes, my daughter is 10. If she came to me asking for something like that, first of all, I feel like I failed as a parent because somehow her innocence was shattered.
Mm-hmm.
And because at 10 years old, she shouldn't be thinking like that. I'm not saying hopefully she's not. And I know she has friends who are fast and probably think like that. But she's still playing on Barbies. So if she goes from one day from asking for Barbies to asking for a dildo, some happen in that short amount of time for something.
So here's the thing. My homeboy was in like eighth grade playing with Ninja Turtles.
Right.
And he was still smoking weed and fucking bitches and playing with Leonardo and Donatello.
I mean, are you sure the Ninja Turtles were in the cover up so his parents didn't know what he was doing?
Nah, he really low key loved Ninja Turtles. This is like one of my best friends. One of those friends that now that you're grown up, you call him cousin. And I had to fight niggas. Like, it was no cover. I had to fight niggas because he still had Ninja Turtles for this nigga, dog. So,
eighth grade is what, 14, right?
Yeah.
13, 14. Whoa, man. Whoa.
And I was a year behind because I skipped grades too. So I was like in high school, very young, and everybody else was already.
My bad, Cash. That's 12, 13, right? Is that eighth grade?
Yeah.
I realized it when I said it out loud. Yeah, I graduated at 18.
No.
You 14 in eighth grade, nigga?
I don't feel like I failed as a parent. I feel like society has failed my kids. I felt like I probably could have had a tighter rein, which I do, on what they do on social media and what they look at on their phones, right?
Right.
My son was like at 12, and I guess one of his cousins said that there was porn on the phone, and guess what I did? I took the whole phone. You come back, let's revisit that shit when you're old enough to listen. And then, and things of that nature, or when I'm not lazy, too lazy to fucking be checking behind you like that, so. Right. But one of us had to change, and it was me. It wasn't him. But I don't feel like it's a fail as a parent. I feel like you're failing as a parent if it's. But see, if it's funny, right, to you, right, in and there. Now, Queen A Plus, she's entertaining like us. She's web. She's, you know what I'm saying? So I'm pretty sure that she had a serious talk with him and then made it entertainment after that because it's a true thing. But his friends have the internet, yo. I don't know. If one of my homeboys was like, if I just watched a fresh video at 10 years old, what's that? I was in damn sixth grade at 10. So if I come and have a six-year-old, and as soon as I got off of YouTube and my homeboy was opening up a pocket pussy in front of his mama, he was getting roasted. Guaranteed.
Well, yeah, but I mean, that was our generation. It was like, dude, what you doing with that? Like, we would have teased him for that, yeah.
Yeah, you know, we was ashamed to jack our dick.
But nowadays, yeah, it's not like that.
I was in, like, high school before I was like, yeah, nigga, I jacked my dick and what? And I still had sex with your girl.
All right. I'm really more on the emotional side of things. Like, you know, I have a daughter, so like I don't want this dude in the class with my daughter thinking about what the hell he thinking about next to my damn daughter. Like,
facts.
I need the dude that's sitting in the seat next to her wanting to, you know, hug for a long time, maybe even try to kiss my daughter. Not trying to, you know,
trying to see what it feel like.
Yeah. I got a pocket pussy at home. I'm trying to see what the real thing feel. Nah, man. That's way too young.
I think that, like, one, our views of sex could be a little bit distorted because at the end of the day, sex is normal. There is no, you know, it's a very normal feeling for a body, a physical body, to want to have sex. Like, I had my first wet dream when I was 7 fucking years old. So, like, if I'm 7 years old having a wet dream, it's only a matter of time until that curiosity develops into me really going out here and trying some stuff. And I feel like that as parents, we got to have that conversation so that our children know beforehand. We can't keep like pushing it off. I watched the video a few times and she even said it, and a lot of people didn't hear it because they were like, I don't know, mad or emotional. But she said, I don't know why you want this thing. That's not how sex is supposed to be. It's not the loving, emotional, and spiritual experience that it's supposed to be. And I was like, oh, okay. So she didn't gave him knowledge. And he even said, I know, but I just want to see what it's like. So I saw it in that little split second that she did keep some knowledge to him about
it. Yeah, it was just too much curiosity. And when you put it like that, you got to applaud her to still have that open relationship with her son.
Let's say this.
But you don't think that she would have just said to him at least one time, man, you know what? But you know what? You need to calm down because you're moving too fast. That's not cool.
Well, see here.
You don't think that he would have?
I mean, we don't know what she did off air. This shit is entertainment.
Right now, I'm telling you right now, fuck no. Because as a child, our parents told us not to play with firecrackers, and they bought us sparklers, and we found the way to get our own firecrackers. They told us not to play with bottle rockets and bought us Roman candles, and we found a way to get some explosive shit. And
as soon as she said no, he was gonna do worse.
Exactly. And he's been asking for it for a year. How many times did our parents tell us not to go down the street, not to go in this neighborhood, not to play with these kids? And we did it anyway. How many times did they tell us not to stay out late? And we would find a way to do it anyway. So anytime that you're a child and you have that curiosity, it's best for them to just allow you to just have the experience and get over it. Like, you can grow out of that shit. Like, he's not going to want a pocket pussy. Like, I smoked weed when I was like 10 years old. I stopped smoking when I was 13, and I never smoked again because it was just a curiosity thing. I didn't want to do it for the rest of my life. My older brothers did it, and I thought it was cool, and it wasn't. It was whack. So, like, I passed on. It was whack to me. I'm not saying it's whack as a whole thing. I don't want to
dance. Right. So you don't think having him focus on something else other than sex, like sports, would help?
I think it's impossible. I think that it's a.
Yeah, he's too far gone. He's
listen. Right. He's too far gone
he
now.
He wants that shit.
He's too far gone now because he was exposed to it at a young age. Obviously, something happened. I'm not saying she did something wrong.
You try to distract him with sports and toys and TV. Sex is everywhere. Like, someday you're going to be washing up in the shower, and the shower head is going to spit some water on your dick.
Hey, we good, man. I don't need to know how you got in the shower and all that stuff, man. We all right.
Real quick, before we go to a little bit of music and get on to this, Sheila says, we got 2 days to read. I say keep it private. Everyone doesn't need to know. However, times are different. So before I even go on to that, you know, it's different because she's like, and she needs likes and views, and not saying she sold them out for that, but at that time, something like that funny comes through, and I think she could have spent it a little bit better. But hey, that's her grind. That's her hustle, mama. I applaud it.
That yeah, we shared that relationship. It. We shared it.
Dana says, too dangerous for a child at 10 to have a sex toy that can't even clean their own body in rooms. That's a fast way to disease. Facts and facts and facts. Didn't even think of it like that.
Right.
If your child has hygiene problems, I guess.
I mean, you're 10-year-old boys.
A 10-year-old boy, nigga, like, but you know what? Soon as my son started liking girls and girls liking him, never had to tell him to wash his shit ever again.
Exactly.
Ever again.
Exactly. You never want to be the monkey dude trying to talk to a girl. Ever. I never had to have a hygiene conversation. Like, I brush my hair every morning. After I got my first introduction to women.
But see, I know some grown men who don't even like to watch themselves. Full of foreign bitches,
I can't hit them without trying. I mean, for me, like I said, as soon as I saw it, I put my daughter in that situation. I was like, nah. 50 racks to put that lyric up in the sky. We just one night. We got the Four Seasons. They don't want no beef. No. These niggas whole vegans. We here for one night. You gonna say the last dance? We got the phone and blue. This bitch so bad. Had to tell God to get time with you. Run about in the
room. Bad is so bad. Oh! Yo, do you see your husband?
You know, nigga had
moves.
You ain't know I can do that, huh?
Get one more time.
You know my shoulders can move that fast, huh? Look at my wrist, it's bad.
Cut it. That was T Grizzly featuring Quavo.
Cut it.
Cut it. Guys, this is the most electrifying show on the air right now. Do you smell what Clout is cooking?
Ew. Nigga, that egg. Look here. If I'm going to be this close to you, you got to keep your tongue in your mouth, brother.
He's been watching
that Disney
video.
Listen, Save the Last Dance. It's time for life synopsis of Save the Last Dance. Trust me, it's going to be way shorter than Acrimony. All righty? Save the Last Dance is a classic American tale of boy meets girl seasoned with racism and racial stereotypes. And first of all, what happened was there was a white girl, right, on the subway.
That's the one with Channing Tatum in it?
No, that's you're thinking of Step
it's
Up.
It's with that goddamn it's like the nigga look like a grown version of Gary Coleman.
Oh, okay.
Like John Gary Westbrook or some
Sean Patrick William and Scott. Yeah.
Sean Patrick
William and Scott. Got you. All right.
No. I messed his name up on purpose. I got you.
Sean Patrick William and Scott. God damn, they ain't got a lot of names.
He had four names on the title. I remember seeing that. It's like Julius Stein.
Y'all making it long, all right? Hey, I know the rules.
We said this.
I said you putting his name and Stifler's name together.
Stifler, that's right.
You know the rules, right? Mm-hmm. Act one, white girl on train, seems a little bit racist, kind of gives a little bit of smile. It's okay. We find out she's not racist. Her mom just died. Sad shit. On the way to her, going to Juilliard, right? She didn't get the shit because she didn't have enough soul, but she blamed that shit on her mama dying, and she blamed herself for her mama dying, because her mama had poor planning skills. Moving forward.
Damn.
moved in with her daddy. You already know when the parents are divorced in these sad movies, mom's living that good ass goddamn life. Daddy ain't shit. Probably drinks, maybe he's running from bookies. Who the hell knows, right?
You just mix it with damn Hardball. It's okay, go ahead.
Okay. Gets in there, we find out that her daddy is McManus from goddamn Oz. You know what I'm saying? So that's why he's never around, because he's a prison guard in Oz. Keep it moving. If you don't know what Oswald Correctional Facility is, then maybe you didn't have HBO growing up. So, moving forward, right? His first thing his dad says is, we stay around a lot of niggas, stay away from their ass, right? First thing she teaches her ass on the bus, right? As soon as he gets off the subway, he gives that disclaimer. A lot like the disclaimers that we have, right? So she's like, you know what? I don't really like black people like that anyway, but since I'm going to an all-black school, I might as well link up with Oprah Winfrey's little daughter. You know what I'm saying? Because she kind of looked like a young Oprah Winfrey before if she had $1 billion when she was young, not when she was smoking crack before she was a goddamn... Never mind.
You go ahead.
You know what I'm saying? So she's like, okay, all right. So then she meets her brother, Sean William Patrick Scott. Then his brother's like, you know, nigga, look at me. I look like Gary Coleman if the nigga got a lineup and he was actually close to a grown man's height. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, the fresh line before barbershop. Remember that?
Facts. Okay.
Go ahead.
So he meets this nigga. He got some of the cargo pants, the Timbs, and the sweater.
Yo, what's his nigga name though? Fredro Starr. What was his name in there?
I can't remember.
Was he shorty in there too?
Malachi.
Is like his homeboy, but you already know Fredro Starr is up to no good in every single role. He doesn't give a fuck. Even when he was Blade, nigga, he was up to no good. Never tried.
That nigga didn't play Blade.
Oh, that was Sticky Fingers. See what I'm saying? But the nigga did inappropriately touch Brandy on a school bus. I think I remember that episode.
Dear Diary.
Go ahead.
Today, Fredro Starr. Never mind. Okay, so anyway, long story short is, she seen some of that chocolate. She was like, got to get up on that shit. Hey! So that now, fast forward to a goddamn, this nigga, they sitting down. He trying to think about how you going to get the pussy. He's like, hey, so why didn't you go on Juilliard? She was like, because they said I ain't had no swag, and I danced like I'm unseasoned chicken. You know what I'm saying? He was like, girl, you got to goddamn season your chicken. And then she was like, man, my mama ain't never taught me how to season chicken. So boom, all of a sudden, he was like, you got to go like this, bitch. And she was like, what do you mean? Like this? Stereotype number 337. Black people know how to dance. White people don't know how to dance. Spoiler alert, Dan Rue is white. He can dance. Moving forward. All of a sudden, there's... I'm about to fucking mix in something else into this shit. I'm about to fuck up the movies, man. I fell asleep on this shit last night. Moving forward, she learns how to dance black.
Yep.
She gets the black meat. That helps her get the soul right.
Yes,
she got mad with baby Oprah. Oprah got mad with her. Baby daddy was a deadbeat. She's like, girl, you got a deadbeat baby daddy. Boom, instant beat. Because you don't talk about a black girl's baby daddy. bitch. I know he ain't shit, but you can't tell me that. Fast forward. Boom. She got it. Okay, movie over. What do you think?
Movie over. Hold up, man. You ain't did the Fredro Starr, man.
Go about Fredro Starr. Go ahead.
Go ahead, Cash.
So,
huh?
So he was trying to get in Juilliard, right?
Yep.
Juilliard, that's basically college.
Absolutely.
And so she's in high school. Ladies have underage sex?
Oh, yeah.
Niggas got lynched for that shit. But how old was he?
No, he was in high school too.
Yeah.
He was a senior. They was on high school. He was a senior.
So how you know he wasn't 18 and she was 17?
17 is the age of consent in most states.
New York?
Not in New York.
That's recent.
They were in Chicago.
Brick City.
So she was going way to New York, nigga? That's a long train ride. I took it.
17 has recently become the age of consent. When this movie came out, it was definitely not 17.
Absolutely not. It was more like 18.
I'm sorry. The movie was in Chicago?
The movie was in Chicago.
Then why the hell was Fredro Starr New York as fuck in that movie?
New York is fuck.
Your word to muck.
Yo, they was like, yeah, we gonna need you to, you know, talk with the Chicago accent. Fuck all that, man. I'm talking with New York accent.
Nah, son. B&B. Shifty, low down, gritty, and grimy.
You know what I'm saying?
Give a fuck, yo.
Word up, B. Fuck Moesha, too.
Yo, Brandy, that bitch can't drive. Word up.
We and any of our affiliates.
Yo, y'all better watch out with Brandy behind the wheel, bro.
Hey,
yo, stop laughing. That
God
shit funny,
damn, word to my mother, Brandy.
Speaking of Chicago,
he said, "Shout out to Kanye West." So listen. Desiree, what do you think? I mean, do you think that this white woman came to save the whole Getty Green Projects through her dancing moves?
You know what? Growing up, I used to love this movie, but watching it now, they just...
That shit was mad racist, though.
Shit was mad racist.
That shit was mad fucking racist, man. Bottom line.
It is. I'm sorry. Every white girl... No white girl's gonna sit there and outdance some black girl in the club.
That shit was crazy.
Just not.
Never seen it.
It's not.
She was better at everything that black people did in that movie. Kissing, exactly. Cooking, dancing, fucking all of that.
She ain't got no lips. You know what? I apologize.
What?
She didn't have lips, man. Look back at it again.
I
like your better Mona Lisa smile. I'm just going to say that one. Really very.
Mason the Basket says it was racist and rape culture. Absolutely.
Right. Shout out to Kerry Washington, who made something of herself after that terrible ass movie.
Who the hell picked this goddamn movie, man?
I don't know who picked it.
Maybe.
No, it was funny, man. Hey, a lot of people voted on that shit in that goddamn chat. I think Britney did it. Shouts out to Britney for making us watch this trash ass movie. Mattel says she can't blow on soup.
And why the boy had to lock my nigga Malachi up at the end of the movie, man? He had to get locked up.
Yo, he had to go to jail, nigga.
No, he did, man.
That nigga was a minister, all clubs and high.
He didn't do a drive-by.
Assistance.
Huh?
Rehabilitation. He needed
to go. If anybody needed to go to jail, Malachi did. I promise you. You know what I'm saying? This nigga is so bad. If Malachi existed in 2018, he just would have been on Facebook Live getting murdered by the police.
Isn't that like a biblical thing?
Because that nigga. We ain't any of our affiliates.
No, that was a.
You don't want to read the script for that one?
I'm so used to that now.
All right, hold on, back up real quick. Dez, you said you had a thing for Fredro Starr back in the day?
Back in the day. I was too young to have a thing for him, but I did.
You got raped. You died.
What the fuck? We ain't even feeling so zero responsibility for what that fuck ass just said.
That shit is horrible, man.
What's wrong with you, man? You can't say that.
Oh my God.
Cash is just mad because Fredro don't have dreads, so that's why he's saying that.
Listen, we don't know what Fredro got now. See that nigga about 36 years.
He's got a thing. You could see him on Instagram.
You follow him on Instagram?
You can follow him on Instagram. You can follow anybody on Instagram.
Desi was young. Fredro was aggressive. It was
all right. Nice. So production wants to know what would we have done differently in that movie? Number one.
Hold on.
This is. Go ahead.
Still talking.
My bad.
Cash still talking.
It was probably nonsense.
He was saying something.
Go ahead, Cash. Don't say rape either.
All right. Desi was young. Fredro Starr was aggressive. It was the 90s. 85% chance she was going to get raped.
Why would you say it again? It's a high chance of rape, dog. Yo, rape culture is trash. And so is Fredro Starr.
And yo, shorty.
So, yo, what would we have done differently? First thing, white girl, no lips, made her Puerto Rican.
Hey, yo, shorty.
At least she would have had goddamn rhythm.
So she would have been Hispanic?
Number two?
She was young.
I would have made the damn little baby Oprah's baby daddy a little bit less creepy faced. He looked at 36.
Yeah, he did look extra old.
He looked old. And that nigga looked like a steel factory or some shit.
Right.
But they all had fake IDs to get into the club, so who's to say he wasn't already older? Because they all had...
He was using fake IDs to get in the club. Man, that was some serious...
Number two, Fredro Starr wouldn't have gone to jail. He wouldn't have survived.
Well, I would have replaced...
Fredro Starr's death would have made that shit Academy Award winning in that shit. Car bomb, I don't fucking know. Wreck, if they would have like a wreck after the drive, like the drive-by, that shit is classic the way to kill the gangster Fred in the movie. After the drive-by, speed off, it's raining, wreck. Dead. Fredro Starr, done. That would have changed the nigga's mindset. He'd have left that goddamn white woman alone, because his mama, first thing his mama would have said is, you see that shit? Mess with that goddamn white girl, and now your best friend dead.
It's actually pretty honest. It's pretty accurate. Yo, I would have replaced the Julia Stiles.
I give that movie a 3.5 out of 10.
Right. I would have replaced, her with Jennifer Love Hewitt.
Okay. No.
Yeah. All right, Dez,
she was more believable as a love interest.
She had more lips and she had better titties.
Right.
But go.
Ain't nobody was attracted to Julia Stiles back then.
Nobody, not even Tobey Maguire. He was Spider-Man. Anyway, go.
Dez, she wasn't in Spider-Man. You're thinking of Kristen Dunst.
She would have worked?
No. I am not racist, but I cannot tell them two white women apart, and I can't tell the Joker apart from the goddamn Brokeback Mountain nigga.
That's the same dude.
Orlando
Bloom.
Heath
Ledger.
Yeah, I can't tell Heath Ledger and Orlando Bloom apart, except now one's dead.
Thank you, Brittany. Jessica Alba would have definitely worked, too. Or Jessica Biel.
But Jessica Alba one of them would have worked for me.
Jessica Alba is like, she's black, though.
Jessica Alba's not black. She plays
black. She's Hispanic.
The difference.
Jessica Alba is black.
She's black.
No, she's not.
White,
she's
bro.
Hispanic. Alba is his Hispanic last name.
She plays black.
Look up her heritage. It says that she's black. She says that she's black.
Black.
What we got?
And his name is mostly
okay. Then Wonder Woman is not white.
He's the same bitches, bro. Y'all cannot get mad at me. You cannot get mad at me.
Nah, man, that's not Kirsten Dunst, man. That's Julia Stiles and Julia Stiles.
Y'all gotta stop handing me shit, man. This shit is getting outrageous, dog. Every time I goddamn pick up your wife's phone, it's always some shit that gives me a headache, dog. It's like 3 weeks in a row. Cash, what would you have changed in this movie to make it at least a 5?
Honey, it's basically the same shit too, Cash.
To make it a 5, I would have changed the dynamics and made Shannon Tatum teach her how to dance hip hop, and that he was the access to the hood because he was a white boy that was cool with the hip hop. Mm.
So basically, step up.
Basically, step it up 3.
Right. No, step up the first one. That's the plot of the first one. That's the plot of the first one, though.
This is horrible, dog.
And
white women look alike, yo.
And he would have chanted all over her Tatum too.
Shut the hell up. Dez, what would you have changed?
I would have definitely changed the dynamic because those girls were not afraid of the white girl. They were not. And they made it seem like whatever she said went and they kind of just bowed down to her. Nah, it don't work like that in real world. Not in Chicago, inner city at least.
Yeah, that shit was kind of
Brick
like,
City done.
Yeah, word up, son.
Word the muff.
Word up, son. I'm in Getty Green Projects. Word. But no, nigga. That's no.
It ain't none of you bitch ass niggas gonna do nothing about it. Yo, Fredro Starr, if y'all go back and watch Sunset Park, man. That's his best movie.
He's an Arab. He's the same. Fredro Starr is the
Sunset Park. What time is it?
It's time to get live. It's time to represent.
Hey.
That's next week.
Sunset Park next week, dog. Fuck the bullshit. It's Terrence Howard in that shit, too.
Yo, I passed the button.
No, Terrence Howard is in Sunset Park. Nigga, Google that shit. Somebody Google that shit.
Hey, man, what's wrong with you, man?
Hey, man, I want to play some basketball, man.
You putting my business in the street, man.
I ain't trying to play him.
Why you putting my business in the street, man?
Who's that, Terrence Howard, man?
What's
Terrence Howard, man.
Hey, Iron Man.
Iron Man. How was you gonna tell me you was Iron Man, man?
What's going on with you, man?
Whose man is this, man?
Whose man?
Hey, listen, guess what we about to, talk about the whose man is this other week,
man. I don't understand what it is, man.
Man, what did this nigga even do, man?
Anyway.
Hey, Iron Man, man.
What time is it?
It's whose man is this time, man?
Whose man is this, man?
Whose man is this, man?
Whose man is this?
Whose man is this, man?
I'm sweating, man.
Damn, man,
it's hot in here, man.
Hey, man, that goddamn light, man. Hey, real quick, Cash, man.
Hey, man,
say it real quick, man.
Hey, man, whose man is this, man?
Man. Hey, Desi, what you gonna do this week, man? Come on, man. You gonna barbecue with me or do, man?
What you gonna do, man? I'm going all day to be waiting for you, man.
Hey, man, you think? Come on, man. It's 5:10, man.
You got to understand that there's things we got to do, man.
Come on, man. Say it, man.
Well, then get on with it.
Oh, shit.
She didn't say man.
Oh, I had a visual for Save the White Dance. I mean, Save the White
Dance. Save the White Dance.
I had a visual, man. I didn't put that shit up.
Oh, man.
I probably was the wrong white girl, though, man. Damn, how glad I did it. Hey. Cabrini Green, man, not Getty Green. Okay, man, listen. Man,
nobody's attracted to Julia Stiles, man.
Hey, man, listen, man. I put that hoe on the troll, man.
James?
Yeah. It's DJ, man. Yo, listen, whose mask is this of the week is... this nigga got a funny name. Aramundo...
Kelly?
Estino. Oh. No, Aramundo Estesino.
How you read that, man?
How you Puerto Rican can read that?
It's Aramundo Estadino.
Aramundo Estadino.
Yeah, man. Listen, man. This nigga was a police. You know, he was a police chief, man.
Police chief?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Down there in Florida, man.
And what happened?
Close to Miami, man. Small little village in Miami.
Dade County.
Dade. A lot of shit going down in Dade County. Obviously, a lot of shit going down. So this nigga just got sentenced to 3 years, dog. Aramundo, R.I.P. your booty hole, son.
Damn.
He framed an ass of black men.
No.
For real?
Yeah. Just so he can claim 100% burglary clearance rate in Florida. So for a stat, he ruined a lot of black men's lives.
I heard that there's a lot of stat shit going on with police, man.
I mean, you've seen The Wire before, right?
Yeah.
Even though I don't fuck with 12, that's like the only cop show that I would watch is The Wire. Because they ain't fuck with 12 either. But, yeah, man, he is the who's man's... Listen, let me pull this a little bit closer, man. Cause look at me, Aramundo. Because obviously, by the glare off of your head, you don't know that you're ethnic and you are a motherfucking minority. To be doing this shit to other minorities is ridiculous, okay? I don't understand why your 100% burglary clearance rate was worth the freedom and the sweat and these black men's lives just so you could have 100. What the hell did you win? A Tesla? A free steak dinner?
Life.
Yo. All
right. Do your rank in Tony Montana voice.
Oh, my God, man. Listen. Huh? All I ever had, man, was my word and my balls. And Aramundo, you broke it, man. You broke my heart, man. Listen, man.
You broke my heart a long time ago.
A long time ago. Hold on, motherfucker. Huh?
Tony.
Who you calling a monkey, huh? Listen, I don't understand, man. Listen, man. For a long fucking time, man, we were trying to get freedom and equality, man. You understand? And you're going to wash it down the toilet. Puta. Huh? I don't understand what happened. Hello? And listen, man, this shit, something got to give. Something got to give. And what are they going to get out of this shit? Their life is ruined, all this other bullshit. What are they going to get? Like $20,000 probably? In a class action suit?
Man, like real talk, people forget that being a police officer is a job. And much like we have metrics that our pay is incentivized for us to do another job, police officers have metrics that they got to meet too. They got quotas that they got to meet. They got stat sheets that they have to fill. So it's fucked up because our lives are on the line, but they got a job to do, and they're underpaid. So if I'm only making $30,000 a year and I can make an extra $5,000 if I lie, some people take their chance and the lie end up paying the price.
So these niggas is worth not even worth $5,000.
Nope.
Bonus yearly. That upsets me. The clout is upset. He has nothing else to say.
You know, the one thing I want to let these cops know.
So here's the thing.
No, real. Yeah, here's the thing, cops. Here's the thing. Mm-hmm. You know, if you were a fucking asshole yesterday, you don't got to be that today. You can just, you know, one day you can just stop being a fuck ass cop. Like, just stop. Just
one of these days.
Yeah, just tomorrow, just going to work and say, I'm going to do my fucking job the way I'm supposed to do it.
Here's the thing. I want it to be not, I want it just to be not racist, right? You don't have to be a cop. I mean, you don't have to be like just killing. Just go and shoot a white person in the head or something, or frame some white people for a second. So then we know all police is bad and it's just not.
We ain't even feeling so irresponsible with what he just said. But yeah.
That was slick. That was smooth.
Yeah, I'm going to read it real light. But just know that.
Listen, man. I don't understand, man. He locked my cousin up, man.
Cash.
Yeah.
You've had experience with police officers, yes?
Maybe.
Maybe.
Allegedly. Yeah. Deny nothing, admit everything.
Were they good experience, what? Or did you feel like they might have, you know?
That's right. Let it sink in, Desiree.
They did some shit that they wasn't supposed to be doing.
Bring the back of your
cerebral. Because I know not everybody runs into the police offices and have, you know, bad encounters, right?
Fuck 12.
I said 12
is not a person. It's a number.
Bad experiences. But I'll say this. No one's ever called in to a company like customer service and been cursed out before. Like, I feel like that it's certain things that police officers shouldn't be allowed to do while conducting themselves professionally. You shouldn't be able to curse me out. You shouldn't be able to tell me to get the fuck out of the car. I can't tell customers to get the fuck off my phone when they ain't pay their fucking bill. I can't tell them to stop fucking lying to me when they screen crack and they saying that it's not. So you can't tell me to get the fuck out of my car. You're on the job. You look yourself as a professional. You need to dress me professionally. I can be unprofessional because I'm not at work. You are. You need to be professional. Like, I feel like that they should be governed by the same stipulations that everyone else who gets paid to do what they do are governed by. You shouldn't be able to talk to nobody like that on the job. That's totally unprofessional.
George Bush doesn't care about black people.
If a teacher cursed out my daughter while she was on the job, I would feel some type of way about it. So it's a job. Handle yourself like a professional. The fact that they are able to exhibit themselves and carry themselves in that way and show that type of behavior is what ends up creating those experiences. Because if a cop couldn't curse me out and couldn't disrespect me verbally, then you would have a lot less altercations. But because they can yell, they can shout, they can exert themselves. What you yelling for if you got three guns, a shotgun, a dog, and a taser? Why you got to raise your voice?
Yeah. You just walk, hey, man, you want my nigga out this car, man, before I blow your shit on the pavement, man?
It's pretty damn accurate. Thank you.
If I was a cop, nah, not going to go there.
Yeah, we ain't going to go there. Dance.
But.
Yes.
I got growth, yo. I just want to go home and be at peace with my house because I'm always getting in trouble.
Nah, I mean, I completely agree with Cash. Like, they should, there is rules and rules of engagement, and they clearly don't follow them.
If I was a cop, no.
Yo, stay over there with that if I was a cop shit, man.
Okay, sorry.
Go ahead.
I'm just saying, like, you know, in the military, you're taught rules of engagement. Like, you can't just kill a terrorist because you see them right in front of you. You got to shoot a warning shot or you got to tell them to stand down. Why aren't cops trained in the same manner? I mean, they are, but why aren't they governed to follow the same rules?
Because
they're not.
Accountability. They're not.
Right.
Accountability. Exactly.
There is zero accountability. Zero.
None
so who
whatsoever.
Polices the police?
The people.
Nobody.
The people do.
Nah, I think it's like this is gonna be like the governors and the mayors.
The revolution will not be televised. It will go live.
Right, the governors and shit supposed to be doing that. The mayors and shit.
Supposed to be.
Supposed to be.
Dana says, nah, they get off ruining people's lives and they don't care about that. It's all about money. Yeah. Psychopath pigs. Wow. There's a lot going on in the chat.
So police officers, I prefer not to be shot, but if you're gonna shoot me, please aim for my legs. I promise
you can hit an artery and bleed out too, dog.
Man, just let me have a chance to bleed out.
No, that's a worse. That. That's a slow,
that.
Painful death.
I don't need that kill shot. I don't need that kill shot.
That way, for my last words, I can tell people to follow the business page on some G shit.
Right.
Follow the business page. So a slow, painful death.
Follow whose man is this?
Whose man is this podcast at?
I'm going to die for something, Cash.
Yeah.
I'm going to lay out the floor, and with my last breath, I'm going to say, whose man is that?
Oh, right.
God, that's the way you die. That's the way I'm gonna die anyway. That's the way I climax all the time.
Yeah, I climax like women.
Yeah.
Oh Lord.
So you ask whose man's is this while you climax?
Absolutely.
No.
Whose man's is this?
You Wayman.
No.
Listen, that was a fucked up sight,
dude. Oh, Lord.
And the Academy Award goes for Best Actress in Groovy Night Nightclub Scene goes to Wayman.
My bad, Cash. Go ahead.
When you having sex, you like to talk, you know, talk your talk, and you be like, so who? Front hole is this, right? Has anybody ever had like to second guess and make sure they don't say whose man's is this?
Mm-hmm. No, I just say it. It's natural.
I paused, like I was like, who's? And I was like, damn, I almost said whose man's is this.
Okay, so production says last
nah,
words.
I never did.
You should try it.
I'm not gonna be thinking about you guys right while I'm in my bedroom. Sorry.
You should.
No.
Whose man's is this? Last words, Cash, go.
I think about you guys all the time in my bedroom.
He thinks about you guys all the time in his bedroom.
You're included.
No, thank you.
Desi, go.
I can't watch y'all today.
How do you pronounce it? What is that thing we were saying, dog? Anybody know the definition of what is it? A clove? A claw? What is it? What's the word?
What the fuck is a clove?
Is it a clove? It's A-L-C-O-V-E, a clove.
Now, when I said A plus earlier, y'all was all plus. Y'all was looking at me like I was crazy.
Now, go ahead. Dez, go with your last. I got a story to tell, definitely. Dez, go with your last words real quick.
I'm lost for words with y'all today.
Okay, thanks. That's a good sign. Fridge, go.
Yo, check on your grandparents, man. Because James ain't
playing. Yo, you took my last word.
I got you. Somebody please find Fredro Starr a job, man. Because I need to see this New York accent in a Southern movie.
Yo, I want to see a movie with Fredro Starr and goddamn Terrence Howard.
Yo, his best movie is Sunset Park or Ride.
And they're going to call that shit B-Main. They're going to call that shit Main B.
Hey, just in case you missed your chance at being a whore in your youth, James is giving you a second chance. Yeah. Happy home prostitute.
Like the business page, Whose Man's This Podcast. Follow us on Instagram, Whose Man's This Podcast. Subscribe at YouTube, Whose Man's This Podcast. Anchor Podcast, Whose Man's This Podcast. Everywhere is Whose Man's This Podcast. Side note, a clove, a claw. What is it? What is it?
A clip?
A claw. A clove?
Okay.
So, playing Red Dead Redemption, me and Sizzle with Littell, because we ignorant. This nigga obviously went to 3 different goddamn colleges, even though I have a college degree. We're looking for a treasure. This nigga says, do you think we should go search over there by the clove? I'm like, what the fuck is that? Like, huh? And this nigga's like, this is like, what you mean that beach over there, nigga? So yeah, I said, I can go
to a clove?
No, it's not a clove. It's like, a clove. It's a clove.
Read the chat. What? Read the chat. It's in the chat.
It's a clove. I don't know how to. It's all clove.
Owl clove.
An owl alcove. That's it. He's like, it's over there by the alcove. He's like, it's over there by the alcove. And I was like, yeah. So me and
we didn't know what an alcove was.
So everything, he was like, yeah, nigga, we move here by the alcove. He's like, nigga, where you at? I'm like, nigga, I'm standing on the alcove right here in front of you, nigga. And he got mad as fuck and shot me in the back of the head. Because we did not know what a goddamn alcove was. And so we even asked Siri what that shit is. And Siri was like, open space between two architectural structures. And there was no architectural structures because, my nigga, we was in the woods looking for treasure.
And that's what you was doing all day today.
I didn't do anything for the show, I can tell you that much.
Wow.
Duh. 10 minutes before the show, I asked what the topics was.
What up, y'all?
So, with that being said, check on your grandparents. James is out there. Google the word of clove. Alcove. And whose man is this podcast? And also, Save the Last Dance would have been a lot better if the young lady was Puerto Rican. And my son is taking them apart the show before the show is over. We love you guys. Let's make sure we end this goddamn broadcast the right way this time.
Right, right.
Guys, whose man is this podcast? Whose man is this cast? Make sure you donate a Cash App. $1 or $10. $5, you get a wristband. $10, you get a front hole pic from Cash. $10 if you want the dick pic. Let's go.
That's the bad thing is you're dead serious about that.
Yeah, I'm going to make him send dick pics.